Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way. From design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code Radio20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival. Glad you're going my way.
I love it when we're cruising together. So I gotta say, a real class act, because earlier on Bloomberg Markets, my conversation with Arnold Donald, president and CEO of Carnival Corporation, got cut because of some news out of Washington, as it often happens around here at Bloomberg News. So much stuff coming out of the nation capital. But lucky for us, Arnold is back with us. Arnold, thank you so much for finding more time for us. Greatly, greatly appreciated.
Thank you, Carol. We always enjoy sharing time with you, so fire away.
Well, listen, I got so many things. You guys are, speaking of fire, you guys are on fire. I looked at the stock price, quite a rally this year, and it seems that even with, and I want to go back to earnings in case anybody who missed it earlier, you guys reported earnings this week. Wall Street reacted very positively, upbeat, and even with the exposure to the hurricanes, I know you guys go into a lot of the Caribbean ports, you seem to be doing okay.
Yeah, well, we had a record third quarter. We were able to raise our guidance for the full year, as you point out, even though we had a 10 to 12 cent negative hit in the fourth quarter due to the various hurricanes and the typhoon over Typhoon Talim. But having said that, I think part of it is simply because while obviously we want to share our support and offer condolences to anyone impacted by the hurricanes and also the earthquake in Mexico. The fact remains that the vast majority of the ports in the Caribbean are untouched and are available. And that's in the Southern Caribbean, the Western Caribbean, and even ports in the Eastern Caribbean, as well as the ones that were impacted. Several of those we expect to be ready to receive guests and give guests a great experience in within the next, you know, couple of months.
That's good news.
That's very good news. It's fast recovery for those impacted.
Right.
But we have over 40 ports that were not touched, over 40, plus all the ports in Mexico.
That's good to hear, because I feel like there's the news flow coming out of so much of the Caribbean is non-existent. So it is good to hear that from you.
No, the vast majority of Caribbean is fine. But the reality is, of course, people do focus appropriately on those that have been impacted. And then we understand that, and then offering our support, and did immediately after the hurricane. But I was in St. Martin's myself just a few days after the hurricane hit there. And I have to tell you, the people are so resilient. And they pointed out to me that the last time they had a major one, which was Lewis some years back, it took 3 months for the island to get power back.
Wow.
I was there just a few days after the hurricane, and many districts already had power up and running. And so I think the, you know, times have changed. The ability to recover has changed. The Danish government was there and in full force, and I met with a number of the local government officials. So people are pretty optimistic. But right now we have over 20 ships, Carol, in the Caribbean right now, sailing full with guests who are having a great time enjoying sun and fun in the Caribbean.
And you guys have also sent some ships to help out in the Caribbean.
No, absolutely. While ships are on various routes there anyway, and if there's an opportunity to help out and bring supplies or do it, obviously we're going to do that. We certainly did. As did the entire cruise industry immediately after the incident.
It's really impressive. Hey, I want to talk about what's also I find really interesting, what you guys are doing in terms of digital streaming and original content. I was checking out online. Is it Ocean Treks, The Voyager, Good Spirits? Tell me about this move that you guys are doing in terms of streaming. You have your own streaming channel.
Well, today I've been talking about the sun in front of the Caribbean, but it's a beautiful day here in New York today where we launched at Times Square, our Ocean View digital streaming channel, mm-hmm. and our Play Ocean mobile gaming platform. And Ocean View has the content that we already have on major networks, NBC, ABC, the CW, and A&E. So we have shows already on those networks that have won 10 Telly Awards and Parents' Choice Awards, et cetera. And they're all about travel and human adventure and human spirit and cultural immersion. And those shows are there to just encourage people to travel, and of course to travel by cruising. But those shows, you can binge watch them now on Ocean View. Additionally, we have two shows that we produce specifically for Ocean View, mm-hmm. which are digital shows, Go, and then Local Eyes, EYES for Eyes. And those are also about destinations, about cultural immersion, about individual human interest stories. All tied to travel and the great benefits of travel.
Right.
And, of course, cruise in that context.
Arnold,
and then we have lots of other content.
I have to ask you, what was like the meeting with your team that you guys came up with this idea that said, here's a way of kind of getting at our message a little bit more, maybe attracting more consumers, if you will?
Well, what happened is it happened from when I first came in about 4 years ago as CEO, I wanted to find who is the best person in the world at innovating in the guest experience space, because the key for us is to exceed our guest expectations. They have 120,000 employees that day in and day out. That's their passion and focus, and they do it at a very high level. So we built an innovation center around a talent that we brought in, a guy named John Padgett, we added additional talent, and we began just coming up with things that would transform the guest experience. And then amongst them was this whole thing of how to emote cruise. So we started with the TV shows that I mentioned earlier. You mentioned Ocean Trek and Vacation Creation, The Voyager, et cetera. And we started with those. And then once you have those and you have all the other content, we have naming ceremonies, video on shipbuilding. All the brands have video from destinations and things they've done and great experiences. We realized all this content, and of course, people are consuming more and more through digital streaming on their mobile devices, et cetera. So it doesn't take much for us to take all that content and make it available. So we developed our own channel. The same thing with the mobile gaming platform. The games we have are on our casino, on our Ocean Ready ships. That'll be part of our Ocean platform with Ocean Medallion, our new guest experience space. And so those games exist where you actually play for money in the casino. So we thought, hey, let's just make them available to gamers more broadly. We have kind of a non-valued currency we call clams. And you get a couple thousand clams for each game you play at the beginning of the day. You see how well you do. But you can practice the games, practice your own algorithms, practice your own strategies.
Right.
And then when you're on the ship, if you choose to come on the ship, then you can play for real for money.
It's a great way to kind of go out to also different generations. Hey, one other thing, because we've got about a minute or so left. I got to ask you two things I'm going to throw at you. Taxes, corporate taxes, and the lowering of that rate, how that might impact you. And I also got to talk about China, because Bloomberg Business Week has a cover story about Steve Bannon, and he's still influential with the president and expected to go after China. I know that's a big market for you. Got about 50 seconds. Pick where you want to go.
Okay. Real quickly. First of all, let's start with China. China is a great source market. So China is the largest outbound tourist nation in the world.
So grateful to Arnold Donald, Chief Executive Officer at Carnival Corporation. Busy guy, busy day for him. Announcing, as we mentioned, their new digital streaming channel and gaming apps today, Ocean View and Play Ocean. And we'll get Arnold back here as soon as we can on another day. Talk a little bit more about the Chinese market and other issues, because they really certainly play into so much that's going on in the country, in the world today. Arnold Donald, Chief Executive Officer at Carnival Corporation, on the phone in New York. All right, busy Thursday, everybody. Let's hope it's mellow tomorrow, Friday. Bloomberg Markets. I'm Carol Masser in our Bloomberg 1130 studio in New York. You are listening to Bloomberg.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.